May it please the court, counsel. I'm William Carr, and I represent the appellant in this matter, Ted Williams. This is a workers' compensation claim that, after the hearing, it went through the commission. And the issue here today is whether or not the employer should be required to pay for continuing treatment for a vagal nerve stimulator, a vagus nerve stimulator. I'm going to mangle that as I speak today. Mr. Williams has a rather complex medical history, but to put it briefly, he had long-standing epilepsy since childhood. He finally was treated for that by means of a brain surgery. That was successful, lessened his complaints drastically. And then he was injured on March 14th of 2013.
Well, I guess my question is whether a condition or at least a treatment modality is causally related to an injury by accident is a question of fact, isn't it?
It is a question of fact. I believe it could be, but in this particular instance, it is a question of fact. He has a rather complex medical history.
And the commission, in its review opinion, specifically found that the evidence did not establish, to their satisfaction, a causal link between the injury by accident that everybody agrees Mr. Williams suffered and the need for VNS stimulation.
That is correct, Judge.
Okay. And as best I can tell from the record, no medical person ever opined to any degree of medical probability that there is such a causal link that they said they can't tell one way or the other.
That is correct, Judge, with the emphasis on that they could not rule it in or out. They did not know.
Okay.
He was sent to the Franklin Clinic because he was reaching, well, he had pretty much exhausted the treatment that could be recommended to him at VCU, MCV.
Given that it is a question of fact on which you have the burden and the commission says you didn't satisfy us, and there is no medical opinion in the record at all saying that they're causally related, on appeal, what are you asking us to do given the limitations on?
Well, I believe on appeal, and I believe that's why Mr. White mentioned statutory construction, because the act is beneficent in its intent. Benefit of the doubt usually goes to the claimant in certain areas. And this, I want to emphasize, this is someone who had pretty much exhausted his treatment at MCV. The deputy commissioner and the commission were very clear to rule that they thought referral to the clinic was appropriate because he had exhausted treatment possibilities.
But my understanding of that ruling and the cases required is if we're trying to determine if something is causally related, then the employer, when there's been to injury by accident, the employer is on the hook for that because we have to give you the opportunity to prove it. So the initial diagnostic work at the Cleveland Clinic was compensable, but any treatment going forward, given that after doing that diagnostic workup, they can't causally connect it, or at least didn't connect it to the commission's satisfaction, how is that factual finding by the commission that you didn't prove it not just wholly and totally dispositive of the issue?
In this particular matter, as I said, someone who was seeking treatment, he had the nerve stimulator, and I believe that there is, in the Holst decision that was cited in the brief, where a claimant was unable to get relief, sought unauthorized treatment, that a treatment was effective, and the court ruled in that case that was appropriate. In other words, the court did find that there was an objective finding that the claimant had exhausted treatment remedies and that additional treatment sought, I believe in that case, it was a chiropractor who was remedied. Excuse me, was appropriate. So he, after going to treatment at the MCV, as we just mentioned, he was referred to the Franklin Clinic. It is correct that the doctors on the issue of causation, I think if you take a look at it, he had other symptoms other than the crying jags. He was continuing to have the other symptoms with the epilepsy, the auras, the sensations, the metallic taste, the sensory disturbances, tinnitus. So it wasn't just the crying jags. He was being referred, I believe, for the entire constellation. The issue that the commission found specifically was that there was no relation to treatment to the particular crimes acts of which she was complaining, and that was something that happened after the initial treatment, but still part of the same progress of what was happening with him after the compensable incident. And so he did have the testing, and he did have the implant. And for that reason, I think because of the chain of treatment, that it should be ruled that the employer should have to provide for that treatment based upon the history of this particular case. Thank you, Judge.
You have 9.5 minutes remaining if you wish to use it.
I'll save more for rebuttal then.
Good afternoon, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. My name is Sierra Malone, and I represent Lowe's. The issue here is simple. Is there any credible evidence in the record to support the Commission's factual determination that the claimant could not show his crying outbursts and other emotional outbursts were causally related to his head injury, and therefore he deserves treatment for those injuries at the expense of the employer? This Court should affirm the full Commission for two reasons. First, there is, in fact, credible evidence to support the full Commission's determination. And second, the claimant has not shown enough evidence to prove that as a matter of law, he has proved causation between his crying outbursts and his work injury. The VNS treatment was specifically for the crying outbursts and his other emotional outbursts. It was not for the other causally related symptoms like the auras. If you look at the appendix at page 245, it clearly shows that the VNS is for this specific reason and not for the other reasons. Therefore, it becomes the burden of the claimant to show that the crying outbursts are causally related to his work injury. He has been unable to do so. The full commission relied on multiple sources of evidence, the main evidence being that no doctor in this case has ever opined that the crying outbursts are causally related to the head injury. This is not a case where the claimant hit his head and immediately started having these emotional outbursts. It didn't happen until months later. No doctor can say by any degree of medical probability that the crying outbursts are in fact related. No doctor has speculated what degree, or if any, the crying outbursts would be related to the head treatment. Just because symptoms follow an injury does not mean that those symptoms are causally related. And yes, the statute is construed in favor of the claimant, but that does not take away the claimant's burden to prove causation. It is well established that it is the claimant who has the burden to prove that his symptoms and injuries are related to a compensable work injury. And because the claim has been unable to do so in this case, he has not shown, as a matter of law, that he is entitled to this treatment at the expense of the employer. The full commission made several determinations that this court should affirm. The first being, and the main one being, that because the claimant did not present any evidence of a doctor saying the two are causally related, that the claimant has not shown as that he is entitled to this treatment. If this court has no questions for me, then I would ask that this court affirm the full commission.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Carr?
Nothing else, Judge.
All right. Well, we'll come down and greet counsel.